It's early Sunday night.
Sleep, you know, you wake up late. Can happen. Such a story can happen. So we said that the mitzvah of tashlumin is the only poor person who was either a shogeg or an oynus by mistake. Then there's a mitzvah that if you should write the next filler that comes up, you should daven twice.
What was the reason why Musaf not?
I think it's a korban. Once you've lost a korban, it's been yukot for a korban. I think the Gemara says that all the tefillah is rachman, so you can make up for that.
But
if you it's yukot just for a korban, it's not called rachman, it's called a korban. So if you missed that out, you lost it. Can't make
it
up. I know, I can't remember exactly, but I don't, you can use musaf as tashlumin. I don't think so. I'm not sure, but I don't think so.
What about Dan Ryan now? If Musaf Shabbos is 10:19, right? Why don't they
come live on Tashlumin? That's not Tashlumin, Moshe. That's not even the Tashlumin thing. Then, there's another thing about. It has to be Somach Lezman Tefillah. Ideally, it should be next to the Tefillah you're davening. That's the ideal. So, Moshe, a person missed out Shabbos. So, what he does, he davens Mincha. And ideally, straight away, he says Ashrei, it makes a bit of a gap. But the Mice, ideally, you should be davening the next Tefillah straight away. That is the ideal. If you didn't, Lamaisa, most Achim say that's not a problem, but the Eved, you could still do it. So let's say, for example, Swami Sat Shachris, he dumps Mincha half past two, so he should have done Shachris, the next filler for Shachris straight after, but he didn't. And he only reads half past six, or half past seven. So as long as he's within the time period of Mincha, he's still allowed to daven it, yeah? It's not ideal, but he's allowed to make up Kol's manual in that period of time. What else did we say? Yeah, we said also interesting that you should hear Chazos HaShach first. That means you're davening Mincha, missed out Shachris, you're going to daven Mincha twice. So you daven Mincha first time. I think we said last time that the best is really to do Mincha, Chazos HaShach, Tachnon, Aleinu, and then straight away you should do the next filler. That's the best thing to do. Okay, that's more or less what we said last time. What?
Aleinu first.
Yeah. So,
And now what happens with the Mincha?
What was she?
What happens now when there's no
tackle? There's no tackle, there's no tackle, there's no tackle. So you go straight to Lena. Right, let's get to today. Very interesting, actually. Now, the shaila is, does it help to be the chazan? That means, for example, what happens? Someone missed out, for example, let's talk about, he forgot shachar this morning. So he's got a very good answer. He says, you know what I'll do? I'll be the chazan for Mincha. And I use my chazor sashats for the tashlumin.
Just said an account. You just said before that if you can't, you have to wait
until
the shas. If the person is not bold filler, and he should wait
until the chachila. That's the chachila, definitely.
And then
he should dump shminas. Yeah, the chachila. You're right. That's the chachila. But now this person, he wants to know. Can it be good this way as well? Yeah, quite right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the shaila. Can you do that? Here's some. Can you use chazor hashatz as your tefillah, as your what do you call it? As your tashlumin. Yeah, my she. What? So why not? He wants to know.
Why not?
Why not? He wants to know. Why not?
Yeah,
pasuk chazos hashatz was a different tekon completely. What? Not about what? The chazan himself, you mean? Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he's right. The chazan's done it for the omni himself. And the Maaseh, he forgot in the Sinai from Esther Yalav Yochai. It's a tikkun zibora. He's allowed to use the Chazal Hashem. That's what he's doing. What's right? He's meant to do that Chazal Hashem anyway.
He's
anyway. What? My shaila is a person forgot Shachris tomorrow Sunday morning. Now he's got to daven our Mincha twice. He's going to daven Mincha twice. He's got to daven Mincha twice. So he said, "Well, very good chokma." He says, "You know what I'll do? Is I'll be the chazan for Mincha." And Dama Mincha, so the first Menesha is my Mincha Shmanesha. And when I do Chazos Hashatz, that Chazos Hashatz will be my Tashlumin.
Yes,
the Chayla. You can do it.
Chayla, yes.
But, a minute ago you said you can't do it. Because the Chayla is a different Takana.
He's not the Chayla to Dama Shmanesha. This person who is listening to Chazos Hashatz, he has to wait. You talk about two different types of people. One person's a Tzibba. The other person's a Tzibba. He's listening in. He has to wait until Chazos Hashatz. And then
she tells his ideally. Let's say he didn't do that. Let's say he decided to do Shmoneh straight away without waiting. He's still the Yotzer. So we're talking about now the Chazan himself, we come to a listener. We're talking about a very simple case. We've got a person who wants to save himself tashlumin. And this person's very embarrassed. He doesn't want to do tashlumin in the shul. So what he wants to do is he wants to do a little trick. He's going to go to shul, he'll be the chazan, he'll offer his services, and he'll have in mind when he does tashlumin, that will be my second Shemoneh Esra. Very simple answer.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm not sure why no one said why there might be a problem, but everyone says no problem why it shouldn't, no one understands why it should not be a problem. Do you hear the mission? Huh? You can't see why it should be a problem, Moshi?
Why should it be a problem?
Can't see why it should be a problem. So here's the mission. Sorry, Moshi? You have to make up for it, Moshi. Says the mission brewer here, Kuf Dalit. Sorry. Kukhes, sorry, wrong sin. Kukhes. Sin of Kukhes. For him to be Yotzeh's Mitzvah Tashlumin with this davening, the Gam Lohoitzi Bo Misha Ein Aboki, and also to have in mind what the Old Takon Chazos Hashat is, to be Yotzeh anyone who has not been Yotzeh's Shemoneh Esra. So you should have two Kavonas involved when you do Chazos Hashat. So it looks like, Mishnah Berurah, quite clearly, that you can be Yotzeh. What is the problem? Let's start your way around. Let's say someone missed out Maariv. Can you be the Chazan for Shacharis? Any problem?
No. We just said no.
I talk about Mincha. I want to go for Shacharis. Is there a problem? He's missed out Maariv. He wants to be done for the Omer Shacharis. The problem with that is. Moshi, what's the difference between Shacharis and Mincha? You tell me. What's the difference?
Mincha is a Chiyuv. So Shacharis. We can't see a problem.
No. You can't see the difference between Shacharis Shemoneh Esra Chazos Hashatz and Mincha Chazos Hashatz?
No.
The difference is that in Chazos Hashatz, in Shacharis, you say because Kodesh. Is that a hefsuk?
Yeah.
And if he's an out of sword, he's saying the hope is going.
Well, now his chiv is to say.
Yeah, I know. But maybe he shouldn't be doing it, Mr. Shlumin.
But that is his part of his chiv dominating.
That part of his chiv chazos hashatz. We are asking now.
He said he's doing two. He's doing chazos hashatz and he's doing tashlumin. I'm trying to make. Chazos hashatz, he does birchas karamim.
Well, maybe he can't. Maybe his tashlumin shouldn't have this hefsuk inside it. That's the problem. That is the question. So maybe it's better he doesn't become the chazan, and maybe he just does the Shemoneh Esra afterwards.
See, if he does it, it could be worse.
What?
If he does it, it's just a word.
Why is it tzicha word? Maybe
it's a hefsuk.
I don't know if you. It's like speaking of Shemoneh Esra, are you yet, sir? Okay, let's say the question is, what should he do? Let's ask the question, what should he do?
So why should the Chazan start showing you Shemoneh
Esra? Why, Moshi?
Why should the Chazan start showing Shemoneh Esra straight away?
He can't start straight away, the Shemoneh Esra has got a hefsek in between. So the positive seems to say that this Birchas Kohanim is not a problem. It seems like it's not a problem. Why exactly it's not, I don't know. Because there's an interesting machlokas. Matthew Ephraim brings an interesting thing. Matthew Ephraim says, he's talking about, I don't know what happened on Rosh Hashanah to this guy, or Yom Kippur, someone on Rosh Hashanah missed out Shemoneh Esra. And he wants to be the chazan. Same story as what we're talking about. The only problem is there that there in Shemoneh Esra got a lot of piyutim. So the Matzeh Ephraim there is not very happy at all for the person there to be the chazan and use it with tashlumin. He could be the chazan, but he should not be using it with tashlumin. Maybe it's better he should not do it. Because he's going to get into the problem. The piyutim, the Matzeh Ephraim seems to learn that the piyutim are a problem. So according to that, I don't know why, unless you distinguish between a lot of piyutim and a small amount. Here, Birchas Kohanim is a small amount, maybe that's better, I don't know. But the Maaser, the positive seems to say that Birchas Kohanim is all right. I've got it over here, Birchas Kohanim. It seems like you're allowed to, actually. Sometimes Masubah, I mean, I tell you the truth, Mr. Brun himself advised this, yeah? He says that Matthew Francis, that Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the Chazor, the person who wants to make Tashlumin, should not be the Chazan, because it's Piyutim. Others disagree, though. The Prima Golem is Mashba, that there's not a problem. The Prima Golem is Mashba, that the issue on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is, we're going to come to that in a minute, is if someone wants to listen to Chazor Sashatz. That is, you can't, because there's too much piyutim there. But for the Prima Godim is mashma that. Thank you very much. But the Prima Godim is mashma that the being the chazan is okay. So again, coming back to what we're saying now, it looks like for Mariv, someone missed out Mariv, and he wants to daven shachris twice. It's a good eitzah if he's the chazan. Whether it's the best thing to do, I'm not sure. I can't remember if it looks like it's the Chatchila. For the Mishabura's mashma is the Chatchila. The Mishabura writes, "Okushu shliat tibo yotzi yedei ashlam masha machsa tuele mekal rom." It looks like it's the Chatchila. It doesn't look like it's an inyan not to do it. It looks like it's the Chatchila dekadin. If you want to be the chazan and you want to save yourself as a shlomin, you could do this. That's what it looks like. Now, when it comes to when there's a lot of piyutim, that's because I must say the Mishabura himself speaks about a different shayla, which is very similar to this, and that is if someone's not sure. Let's say, for example, someone daven Shemona Esra, and let's get the case right. I don't want to hear the wrong case. Someone was in a supuk whether he did something. Kuf Chavov, Sif Cotton Dalin. Someone look here. Kuf Chavov. I've got one with you. Thank you. Let's say, for example. Basic question about someone's mistook about something. Interesting case, Mr. Anocha here. Someone's, I don't know, he's a very strange guy, this one here. Misa Sopret Lo Yispala Shachas with Shabbos. Someone can't remember where he done Shachas on Shabbos. What's he supposed to do? We can't remember where he done Musa B'chol HaMoed. You see why he says these ones, Dovka. What should he do? Someone's not sure if he done Shachas on a particular day. Normally, why have a Sabbath normally? Someone's not sure if he done Shachas on a particular day. He says it's Monday afternoon. And he says, no, I can't believe it. I can't remember. Did I daven Shachris? That's how I had the Shaila. I can't remember. Some of these questions are very interesting. I had a Shaila. He said he was in Shul yesterday for Maariv. But he can't remember when he comes to Sfira. So I am in the Shul. He was there. I said, did you leave early? He says, no. I said, so why do you think you didn't daven? He didn't say Sfira. So I am. He just can't remember saying Sfira. So I am. Now, this person over here has got a Shaila. He's not sure if he daven Shachris. What should he do? So the halacha is normally, on a normal day, if someone's not sure he's done a shachris, he can daven tefillin d'olam. Just very simple, a person can daven again and say, look, if he makes it tonight, that's the best thing to do. If I'm a chayav shachris, that's my shachris. If it's tefillin d'olam, that's very good. So something like that. What happens on Shabbos? Someone's not sure whether he's done a shachris or mincha on Shabbos, or he's not sure musaf on Chol HaMoed, whatever, because you can't do an adova then. Shabbos, you can't do an adova. You can't make nadovas on Shabbos. So now what do you do? So again, someone that's bealocha shayla, someone is mesupuk in ispala shachar b'shabbos or musa b'chol hamoed. So you can't daven the twins of over there. So there, the bealocha says, I've got a posh eitzah for this person. He should be the chazan. That way, he's the chazan, and that way he gets around this problem.
Chol hamoed, you can't do twins of
dover. Musa chol hamoed.
Musa said, no, it's cold. You can't use musa anyway, is it? If you've got
shakras
on Shabbos, you can't use
musaf. No, okay, another one. I don't know what the story is, but this person's not sure where he's done musaf on Chol HaMoed. He can't remember. He's gone to shul. I don't know what happened. He went to shul. He comes out of shul. He's thinking,
what's the shayla?
He's not sure where he's done musaf on Chol HaMoed. Now, there's a chance he did, a chance he didn't. Right. There's a very simple solution for this person. You know what he does? He goes to the next minion and he says to the chazan there, look, can I do the chazor sashat for you? Monashach. If he's not daven musaf, this will be his musaf.
Right.
If he has daven musaf, no, it's chazor hashash. You'll have daven musaf again.
If he doesn't
have
chazan, what's the problem?
What?
And if it's not the bell filler, so what's the problem? Why couldn't he daven Chol HaMoed twice in Minchah? He said, because
of
Dover, but why couldn't he
daven
Chol HaMoed?
No, but he's not musaf. He might have musaf.
He might have musaf.
He's not sure.
Why couldn't the Mincha be in a Dover?
He may make it a Dover in Mincha.
Correct. What's the problem there?
Yeah, okay. But this is even better, this one. You're right, but this is even better. But this is even better. If he's at Musaf time now, he might have done a Musaf now. You're probably right. If the person's not sure when he's done a Musaf, so then, well, I'm just not sure because there's no Tashlumin for Musaf. So I don't know if it'll help you even. I'm not sure, I don't know, yeah, I'm not sure it'll help you. The Bible is talking about he wants to gain everything, he wants to make it later. So here the Mishnah Berurah says that you can, what do you call it? Doesn't seem like it's ideal here, but that's over there, in that case over here. In our case, L'chora, it looks like it's manish ideal to do that. So again, Rabbi Yisai, if someone's not daven either Mariv, Shachris, or Mincha, well, Mincha is not relevant because you can't just look at all shots of Mariv. Someone's not daven Mariv or Shachris, if he wants to get out doing a Tashlumin, he can be the Chazan, and that way, when he does Chazor or Shats, that would be his Tashlumin. That's C1. Now a new story completely. How about the other way around? I forgot to tell the Shabbos. So it comes to, I really have got to do Tashlumin. I say to myself, you know what? I'm not going to do Tashlumin. I'm going to listen to the Chazan, every word that he says, and be Yotze with him. Is that good enough? Can I make Yotze Tashlumin with listening to the Chazan's Chazor Tashats? A new Shaila, completely different Shaila. Can you be Yotze your Tashlumin by listening to the Chazan's Chazor Tashats? What? Why not? It's Chazor Tashats, you mean Yotze. It has to be Yotze. Can he ask
the Chazan's only for the original Tfilah, not for Tashlumin.
Yeah, but why would we?
The reason why it just doesn't shout is because the case.
Yeah, I understand, it's funny. But before you told me that you understand the Chazan himself is Yotze Tashlum with it.
Yes.
With the Chazor Tashats.
Yeah.
So, Marshall, can you use it? You can't use it. If the Chazan can use the Chazor Tashats, can I listen to the Chazor Tashats? So the Mishnah Berurah is not very happy with this. And here, the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Ches, that same one there, Sif Cotton Dalit, it's very interesting what he says actually over here. The Ein Daish Yechav Nishmoyim Shatz. It's not enough to hear, to have in mind to be Yotze with a Chazan, but Lotzis Bor Bishwil Atzmoyim Tashlumin, to be Yotze as much Tashlumin, Bein Avo Arvis Oy Shachris. For Mariv or Shachris. So Titnu Shiyetz with Chazos HaShatz, Dafka Misha and Abaki. It only works, Chazos HaShatz to listen to be Yotze with, only works someone's not Abaki. Someone doesn't know how to read, he can use Chazos HaShatz. But anyone else who can read can't use his Eitza. Says the Mishnah Berurah, however, Mikol Makom, but the Eved Yotze, it's not ideal, but the Eved, you can be Yotze, Im Hoyo Zeb Yisrael HaShlomas Tvilas Arvis. Let's say someone forgot Mariv. The night comes to Shachris, and he goes up to the Chazan and says, do me a favor, have me in mind for your Chazor Tashats, I'm going to listen to you. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, for making up Mariv, but the evident work, what's the difference? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Va'afapi, Abagat the Sinkhov, but the evident ain't Boki Yitz, because Chazor Tashats, you can't have a Boki Yitz, and we call Mokim Bezer. In this case over here, she is Tashlumin, which is Tvilas Arvis, which is Tashlumin for Mariv, which is a Rishus. It's more lenient. And but the Eved, you could be Yotze. What?
Yeah.
They're very Kiddush, actually. I mean, it's not ideal to do this. If you're asking, what should you do, Moshe, the answer is probably not to do this. But for some reason, someone can't daven himself, I don't know, whatever it is, he can't. He's in a rush, he can't manage himself. But the Eved, if someone missed out Mariv, and he asked the Chazan in Shachris, when you do Chazor HaShatz, can you have me in mind? And he's got this every word. It's very hard to do, that's the truth. That's why we don't normally rely on this. So on Mr. Yalav Yovan Rosh Chodesh, normally we tell him not to be Yotze with a Chazan. We tell him not to use the Chazan Shemon Esra to be Yotze with. That we don't let him do it normally. In a case the way he did for Mariv, he missed out Mariv, that we do allow him to do. But the evidence, if someone did that, then we allow him to do it.
Why is that necessary?
That's not a good question, Moshe. It depends on what Twitter it is. You don't know what Twitter you're talking about. Depends what, you have to know what. By the way, it's another interesting thing, actually. Why did someone missed out? I always wondered about this. Actually. Someone missed out Shachris, let's say, for example. He's got on Mincha twice. So he davened Mincha with a Tzibur, everyone like normal. Should he daven his second Mincha with another Tzibur? So it looks like that before Shetri, you're not Bechoyu to. It seems like you're not Bechoyu to. You can daven the next one without. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, Lamaista, it's a hiddur to do it. But if you don't, and I'll tell you what the Kiddush was to me, and that is now the Poskim say, what happens if someone has to have Mincha a second time? For Tashlumin, he missed that Shachris. And in the minion for Mincha, there's only 9 people. Can he be counted as a minion?
Why another person?
Yeah. The person has daven Mincha, for example, right? He missed that Shachris. He's got to daven Mincha twice. So he goes to his minion, he davens mincha there, and the mice is finished, and he's going to start a second time. Then another minion comes in, wants to have mincha, 39. He's the 10th man. Can he be mitzarev to make a minion?
No,
the oilam of davening. The oilam of there's a new oilam coming. So mice are possibly saying he's allowed to be mitzarev. Interesting thing. He's got a new chim. That's very interesting how it works. All right, I'm going to stop there.
Oh, yeah.
All right.